Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Kurt Palfari. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The first baseman, Jake Wood. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to second. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Palfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McAuliffe for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Wood reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orsino moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Orsino moves to third. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles won, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. Thomas reaches third base with a triple. Northrup goes all the way around to score. It's Orioles, 1, Tigers, 1. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Snyder goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Orioles. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bulfari strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Orsino moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton strikes out. 1 out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bulfari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirt for the out. Thomas moves to second. 1 out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 1 in the game. Sparma takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Thomas scores. Sparma goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparma juggles the ball. That's an error on Sparma. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Orsino hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. 2 outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a pop-up towards third. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Orsino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Robin Roberts. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Hall now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sparma strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. McAuliffe moves to second. It's 5-2. Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Wood moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 3 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Horton reaches second base with a double. Wood scores. Lump moves to third. It's 7-2, Tigers. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Northrup is walked intentionally. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Lump scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Tigers. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Freehan for a passed ball. Orsino moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sparma strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Lau pinch hits for Dick Hall. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-4, Tigers. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bulfari strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.